This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, December 6th. God's word for you today is The Dynamics. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. And it says, And Elisha said, Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. Please read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. In this passage, we see these six components at play. We see family at play, the woman and her husband had two sons. The story revolved around the family. Next, we see faith at play. When this woman was in trouble, she had a relationship with God, and she ran to God, if you will, because Elijah was God's representative. We see friends because God said to her, Go to your friends and borrow vessels. We need our friends and neighbors. However, the question is, if God asks you to go to your friends to borrow vessels, would you have any friends to borrow vessels from? Think about it. Then we see finance at play here because it was a debt that needed to be paid that triggered the whole drama. We also see fitness at play. How? They needed to carry vessels from friends and neighbors into the house, set them before their mother, and pour the oil for long hours. And when each vessel is full, carry the jar filled with oil and set it aside. All that required a level of fitness. For some, there are levels that God wants you to operate in your business, productivity, that you are unable to because you are just not fit. You are always tired and you do not have the energy. God wants you to put in an amount of work, but you cannot because you just cannot cope. All that needs to change because your future will be limitless in Jesus' name. So where is the farm? The farm is a place of production where you produce value, your workshop. In this case, the farm was their room. That was their place of production. Note that the farm needs a market because God told her to go and sell the oil, but God did not fix the price or help her do the market survey, research, or segmentation. She had to do it herself. She had to decide on the amount to sell the oil. Should she underprice herself or overprice the oil? That was all up to her. How was she to brand the oil? Was it premium oil from heaven or supernatural oil? It was entirely up to her. All these are components of the farm. We also saw that she was told to go into the room with her sons. God said, Borrow vessels from your friends, but go into the room with your two sons. Most times, because we borrowed vessels from and we're using our friends' vessels, we think they should have access to the room. So people bring their friends into the room where it is supposed to be just family, and then trouble starts, and the whole dynamic ties into the future. And while you're building a future with family, faith, friends, finance, fitness and farm, make sure you are having fun. Let us pray. Father, fill me with the wisdom required to secure a limitless future. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.